When U.S. troops entered Baghdad, there was much chaos and looting. Hundreds of official buildings were gutted. NPR's Juan Williams spoke this morning with Reuters reporter Sean McGuire, who is just outside of Baghdad.
Sean, in one of your dispatches from Baghdad today, you write, "These are quite extraordinary scenes." What are you seeing?
Well, I'm seeing people in the center of Baghdad welcoming American troops with jubilation, people clapping and cheering and throwing flowers onto the tanks. It's sort of almost something out of a movie. It's quite extraordinary. I didn't expect that there would be such a warm welcome. But the people seem genuinely ecstatic, keep shouting, "Down with Saddam, down with Saddam, George Bush, George Bush." People have pushed their way through doors and walls to get access to warehouses and storerooms and are basically stealing anything they can get their hands on. Light fittings, furniture, sporting goods, anything they think that might have some value at some point in the future, they're just picking it up and carting it away.
The Iraqi people in Baghdad appear to be jubilant. What about the mood, the attitude of American forces in Baghdad at this time?
Well, I think the U.S. Marines who I came in with are a little surprised that they didn't face more resistance. They're certainly happy to be welcomed in this way with such enthusiasm. I think they're also a little cautious. They are worried about suicide bombs and acts of treachery. That has been these sort of guerrilla tactics have been the ones they faced as they marched north from Kuwait to the center of Iraq. And they're cautioning the troops not to get complacent, not to let their guard down, just in case somebody does try to pull a fast one on them and inflict casualties.
So there was no gunfire, no fighting at all?
There is fighting in some areas. There are pockets of resistance. There has been artillery fire today. There has been heavy machine gun fire. There have been sniper attacks on U.S. Marines.
Sean, the Marines that you're traveling with seized a headquarters of Saddam Hussein's secret police in Baghdad on Wednesday. What did you see in there?
Well, I saw a lot of ruin and dilapidation. Looters had got there before the Marines and had stripped a lot of the buildings bare. This was an administrative center, so there were an awful lot of files there. Impossible to tell what the files were. It was all in Arabic. This was a rather shabby administrative building, which I'm told was an important secret police headquarters.
So what are the plans? Are the Marines planning now to establish centers inside of Baghdad, or will they be going out again and returning tomorrow?
Well, we appear to be staying put where we are in our position, just 2 miles from downtown. I know there are other Marine units fanning out in other areas of the city. So we're dug in where we are. There are no plans to retreat out of the city for the night. Obviously, the hunt will go on for Saddam Hussein and for his sons and for other top regime figures, none of whom have yet been captured or confirmed as dead.
Sean, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Reuters reporter Sean McGuire in Iraq, speaking with NPR's Juan Williams.